Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jamie and Stoney. Stoney is off. He'll be back Monday. So Kyle Bogey, kind enough to sit in, as he's been doing all week, which we greatly appreciate, Kyle.
Great. Yeah, for a couple weeks. This has been great.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You were on for me, and then you're on for Stoney.
That's right.
It's crazy.
All the interchangeable parts.
Next
Heather's
week,
here,
you'll be on
not
for,
here.
Roberta Giacina, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The week after that, you'll be on for Chuck on the Young Country Morning Show.
WWJ.
That is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well done. All right. So the last couple days, we've been having fun with these lists from Sports Illustrated. If you've heard us talk about it, the greatest college football game of all time. The greatest college tradition of all time. The greatest college, what else did we do? Rivalry of all time. And now we have, thanks to Sports Illustrated, the greatest college football player of all time. Now, this is tough, in my opinion. Because, first of all, great college players don't always translate to great pro players. You also have great college players who are 1 or 2 year wonders. You know, Barry Sanders, his junior year at Oklahoma State, put up one of the all-time great seasons. But does that count? Does that stack up against a guy who maybe put up 3 or 4 years as a college star, right? Do you go based on a guy who played for a great program and therefore was able to win? Or do you go on based on, I remember watching this guy play, and trust me, he was better than anybody else. And I kind of think that's what most people are going to do because – you know, if you go based on like the awards, wouldn't it be Archie Griffin? Only guy that ever won 2 Heisman trophies, right? Yeah.
At the Ohio State University.
At Ohio State, the university. If you go based on, okay, well, it's got to be a quarterback or it's got to be a running back because that's who wins all the Heisman trophies, is the skill position players, the kick returners, the wide receivers. Who is the greatest college football player that you've ever seen? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And you're going to think I'm just doing this out of a shameless plug, but I want to get in his good graces. John Jansen. There he is.
John Jansen followed me on Twitter yesterday. So now I do feel like I need to say John Jansen as well.
Okay. So we both say John.
Yeah, I think
so
John Jansen for sure.
Other than John Jansen. Kind of like the topic the other day, other than Jesus Christ, who's the most popular person of all time. Other than John Jansen. Is Jansen in today, by the way?
He is, I think, yeah.
Okay, good. Other than John Jansen, who is the greatest college football player of all time?
Yeah, and immediately when you start to think about this, a couple of names just jump out. And I would have to go back to those USC years, you know, even though, you know, the cheating scandal, you know, forget about all of that went down. But Reggie Bush is one when he was at USC that was just electrifying. You know, the thunder and lightning between him and Lendale White. But I just thought the speed factor, his feet, ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, the screen game was tremendous. I thought Mike Williams, even though, yes, I know in the NFL he bombed out.
Matt Leinart?
They were dominant.
Taylor Mays?
Do you want to just
go down the list?
Were they not? I mean,
yeah, they were.
They were dominant players.
But they all had, but I mean, they got every, for whatever for whatever reason, Pete Carroll struck gold at USC. Nobody thought it. I remember when he got hired, he was like the 12th choice to be the USC head coach.
Yeah.
And then he struck gold. Now, he also got great players. I mean, he was a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's my
those
point.
Were like super teams they had.
They were great players in college, though. I mean, you can point out certainly, you know, the obvious. I mean, what Charles Woodson did, you know, at Michigan throughout his entire career. And then, of course, playing both ways. I thought Chris Gamble, you know, again, a poor man's, you know, Charles Woodson. Another example of just an exceptional, you know, college football player. I don't know if he stacks up against, you know, the best of all time, but those are some of the names, at least, that kind of stand out to me.
Woodson was a great player.
Yeah.
And he was a great player from day one. I mean, for whatever reason, I'm not a big recruiting guy, but I remember when they signed Woodson. I remember his first game at Michigan. I believe it was the Virginia game. And then, you know, by the time he was a junior, it was like it was fantastic. I mean, what he was able to do, he made, in my mind, the single greatest play I've ever seen a player make defensively against the Michigan State team back in 1997. Teams wouldn't even throw near him at times. They get to the Rose Bowl. He gets an interception there. He's an offensive player. He's a kick returner. I mean, it was almost like, well, can he rise to the moment? And he always rose to the moment.
Part of what makes you great.
Yeah.
At the key times, you got to be there making the play.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he returns the punt for a touchdown against Ohio State to win that game. And then he comes up in the Rose Bowl again with a pick. I don't want to say down on Reggie Bush, but I'm not quite as a Reggie Bush guy as other people are. He's a spectacular athlete. There's no denying that. But to me, it's like the guy who was like a great dunker in college or something. It's like, okay, if you get open for the dunk and you can dunk, that's great. But can you score the points when your team really needs it? And to me, Reggie Bush was more of a, I don't know, I hate to say front runner, but if the field was wide open, yeah, he could run away from everybody. It's like Jahvid Best with the Lions. Mm-hmm. Jahvid Best was faster than you know what.
Yep.
But he needed to have a seam to get open. He's not going to break a lot of tackles. Reggie was not a big tackle breaker to me.
Yeah, to use your analogy about, you know, dunking and all of that, are you saying he was like the Brent Petway of college football?
Air Georgia. Yeah. No, there was a kid I remember back at UCLA when they last won the national championship, Toby Bailey. And in the national championship game, he had like 12 dunks. It's like, oh, it's like, yeah, because he had breakaways. I mean, what do you expect?
I have a tough time getting away from Tim Tebow on this. I keep on trying to think of somebody else, and I don't think there is anybody else. I'm with Jamie on Reggie Bush. I think he was a highlight reel. Okay, so yeah. There's no doubting his speed and his skill and everything.
His leaping ability.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, it. I don't know. Try not to let the pro career affect it, you know, because he didn't quite deliver.
Yep. Well, same with Tebow, though. That's it's funny you say that, because that's exactly my thought on Tebow. It's like, how can he be the greatest collegiate player ever if he was just such a dud in the NFL?
But we are talking about college.
Just college.
Period. I know.
And to me, he's the definition of what a great college football player is. That they were great at that. That doesn't matter. That mean that they had to be a great pro. He was a winner.
Yeah.
Well, he did things right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the jump pass was what a great play.
Some iconic moments.
I mean, I think another one, Doug Flutie.
But was that one great year, one great pass?
He held the passing records for a long time.
I didn't know that.
See, that's the thing.
The overall yardage.
I am with Jamie, though, the longevity of it. Like, Tebow came in as a freshman and split time with senior Chris Leak when they won a national championship, then took over the job, then led them to another national championship, the battles in the SEC championships. I mean, over 4 years.
Right.
Like, the numbers were there. He was the leader unequivocated. I don't know what I'm saying.
Sure.
On a Friday morning.
Why not?
But he was an incredible college quarterback.
He was. You know what? So they got the two national titles, and they lost to Bama in the SEC championship game the senior year when that team was starting to get depleted. And I remember they hung tough in that game, and then Alabama finally just kicked the doors down and I think blew them out in the fourth. And then, I mean, was it three major bowl games? And then they played in the Citrus against Michigan in Lloyd Carr's finale.
And lost. Yeah.
Michigan beat the greatest college football player ever.
Capital One Bowl.
Of course they did. Of course they did. This is a little bit of my West Coast bias, I guess, from where I grew up. But when I grew up in California, and it's funny because I'm ripping you for glomming onto USC. But Marcus Allen, when he was at USC, now granted, I was a younger person. I was probably my like 10, 9 years old. Marcus Allen was an unbelievable running back. And I used to go to games where he could break tackles, unlike Reggie Bush, but he had the same sprinting ability, run away from defenses. He was absolutely a fantastic player and was probably tacitly involved with the O.J. Simpson murders as well.
We're starting starting to get a little old here, but even Herschel Walker, I think, has got to be in this conversation.
I'm
even a little young for that because I don't remember his early years.
Yeah.
But it was Herschel this, Herschel that. It was just, he was dominant.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sean in Decker on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy football season.
Yes, we're almost there.
Almost there. Barry Sanders, does he still hold records? Did he score like 42 touchdowns in a season, in a 12-game season or something? Barry had kick returns. He had reception touchdowns. He had rushing touchdowns. He had like 36 rushing touchdowns in a season or something, didn't he?
Here, let's look up his stats. Yeah, I mean, sure. his Heisman year was just unbelievable. But then the question is, well, you know, he played 3 years at Ohio State. His first year, he had 325 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. His second year, he had 603 yards rushing, 9 touchdowns. Now, they had Thurman Thomas on that team. His junior year, he had 2,628 yards rushing and 37 touchdowns. And returning that year, he had one kickoff return for a touchdown and one punt return for a touchdown. So Barry Sanders that year scored a grand total of 39 touchdowns.
The 37 is still single season record.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's the 1 year thing though.
Yeah.
You know, but then he left. You know, he would have had a great senior season. He probably would have beat his numbers.
It also feels like Barry Sanders is like the only football player that was never tackled. It seems like he broke every single tackle.
Except at the 1 yard line.
Well, fair.
He'd get tackled at the one, and then they'd bring in Derek Moore or Eric Lynch.
He was impossible to take down.
Should we go to the ticket text or go to the phones?
Quick ticket text, just you know, because his name hasn't been brought up, and I think it should. Adrian Peterson, when he was at Oklahoma, I mean, like a wild storm, just immediately right out of the gate. He was a freak.
He was.
Ran away from everyone, ran through people.
Ran through people.
He was remarkable.
Another great college football running back, and yeah, he's a weirdo, but Ricky Williams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was a great college football
player. Total workhorse. Absolutely.
He won the Heisman, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got one. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Didn't he break the all-time rushing record, and then Ron Dayne broke Ricky Williams' all-time rushing record?
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to James in Monroe, Michigan on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Good. I kind of had my thunder stolen a little bit. I was going to say Tim Tebow, but another guy that doesn't get talked about a lot that I think is one of the all-time greats that I've ever watched play was Monte Ball at Wisconsin. Dude had, you know, almost 6,000 yards and scored over 80 touchdowns in his college career.
You know, it's funny. Gov brought him up off the air because Monte Ball is, what, second all-time in touchdowns?
In a single season.
In a single season behind Barry.
Hold on.
Yeah, right behind Barry.
James, do you think that the Wisconsin offensive line played a significant role in that?
Oh, definitely.
I think he's the Emmitt Smith of college football.
You know what's interesting is
that
because,
unfair?
No. I understand what you're saying. Wisconsin is so good at turning out offensive linemen and running backs. But, I mean, think about it. Think about Wisconsin, what they've had since Barry Alvarez got there and turned that program around, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had Ron Dayne. They had, they currently have Jonathan Taylor. They had Monte Ball. They had Melvin Gordon. I mean, they've had all these. It's almost like it takes away from the greatness of the individual when you have so many other individuals who have excelled.
Well, there's that.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I absolutely know what you're saying. You would also say, too, though, they've only been able to get one real difference-making quarterback, and that was Russell Wilson.
For one
year as a grad transfer.
Yeah.
You know, outside of that, they haven't been able to get that quarterback that could really hurt teams down the field to go with that running game. It's crazy.
You know what's funny is we sit here and talk about the greatest college football player of all time, and Tebow certainly gets mentioned. Tebow is a unique player. He played in the Urban Meyer offense, and he played running passing game. Who do you think is the greatest passing quarterback in college football history? Just straight, you know, Elway? I mean, the problem with Manning is that Manning had the tendency to lose those big games, though.
I think Drew Brees, maybe.
Oh, Drew Brees was pretty damn good.
He was a stud.
Yeah. Although he did have the gimmicky offense, but he proved when he got to the NFL.
To a lesser degree, Kellen Moore was an unbelievable quarterback, and I'm actually not saying that jokingly. He was terrific at Boise. He was.
Yes, he was.
Accurate as can be. He would routinely have, 38 TDs, three interceptions, never turn the ball over.
Right.
So, Jamie, we're talking off the air. Miami, who's their best college football player ever? So we asked our resident Hurricane fan, Paul, Ed Reed.
Greatest Cane ever, Ed Reed.
And I don't disagree with that. And he's, you know how I think of him. He's on my all-time NFL team.
Oh, yeah.
That's only based on his college career, right? Okay. All right. And Sean Taylor, close? When he was in college? I mean, Sean Taylor was really good at Miami, too.
Much like
Or Ken Dorsey.
Much like Woodson at Michigan, I thought Ed Reed had an iconic play the year they won the national title. And it was, do you remember the pick in Boston College late November?
I don't.
And Boston College was leading them, I believe, or had them on the ropes. And Ed Reed.
Boston College was driving to take the lead. And then the ball got batted up and it was intercepted by a Miami player and they were running back the other way. And Ed Reed actually ripped the ball out of his hands to run it back for a touchdown for Miami.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Iconic play.
What about Testaverde? Testaverde was a great college quarterback. Wouldn't he be in the mix for greatest Cane ever? No? Okay. Sorry. Just throwing it out there. Jarrett in Marine City on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jarrett?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Just unpopular opinion, probably just because of off-field battles and being in the NFL, but Johnny Manziel was probably one of my favorite players to watch day in and day out in college football. Just how many fits he gave Alabama was awesome.
Johnny Football?
Yeah. I mean, he was just an exciting quarterback to watch. You never knew what the heck he was going to do.
Yeah. I mean, for a brief moment in time, obviously his first year, he wins the Heisman at Texas A&M and then has the wild off season, right? Where he's like doing card signings and stuff. And he got suspended for like, I think he got suspended for like a game or two on his second year. And then he comes out and it's like, I don't know. He was a fantastic player. He was fun to watch.
Yeah. He got suspended the first half of the first game. And then he ended up coming back and having an even better year than that. And I think he got gypped on the Heisman because if you look at Jameis Winston's stats compared to his, in every single area, it's better.
All right. Thanks very much, Jared. Appreciate it. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. Tam, Harper Woods, Scotty Dreisbach. What's up, Tam?
Good morning, Jamie.
How are you?
Good morning, Bogey.
How you doing?
Jamie, look, man. Hey, you know what? It's so many polls that go on nowadays. And one thing that I'm getting out of how it's done today is everybody kind of has their own personal thing, and they just push their own personal thing as being the best of everything instead of and excluding so many other things, you know what I'm saying, or so many other, whatever the topic is about. But in a situation like this, man, when you said the greatest college football player, longevity really can't play a part, really, because it's different circumstances why guys play for a certain amount of time sometimes. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, Charles Woodson absolutely checked off every box possible. And to me, that's what, I mean, I had to look at that. A cornerback winning a Heisman, winning it over the fan favorite over there in Tennessee, in Peyton. I mean, you know, legitimately an offensive threat. I mean, scoring touchdowns, winning the Heisman, winning the national championship. I mean, his physicality, everything. Even if you want to go as far as going off to his pro career. I mean, Charles checks all the boxes. And everybody does it. Some guys are great at certain things as far as their yardage and this and that. And, yeah, that's why we bring them up. But this guy checks absolutely all the boxes, bro.
No, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know, living up to expectations, rising to the moment, like we said, when you absolutely had to have him, he gave you something. I mean, he really is a fantastic player. And he did it for 3 years. It's not like he just did it for 1 year. He was an outstanding player. I don't know where he ranked all Big Ten, all American for his freshman and sophomore year, but he was right up there for sure.
Yeah, before the Ohio State game, like Terry Glenn was talking trash about him, and then he had two interceptions in that game, including the one that sealed it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm watching the Ed Reed play that you were talking about on YouTube. It's a fantastic play, except he literally steals the ball from his teammate, and the guy thinks he's getting stripped. It's not like he's handing the ball off to him. Reed steals the ball from his hands and then runs 80 yards from there for a touchdown.
Put the game away.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
The one thing I wonder about Charles Woodson is if you're having this conversation nationally, what would people say? What would a person in California say? What would a person in Texas? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Are we almost, because we're here, we feel like we shouldn't say Charles Woodson, you know, is the greatest of all time, even though we appreciate and we got to see it with our own eyes?
Yeah.
If you did a poll nationally, I'm convinced it would come down between Vince Young and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, no one's mentioned Vince Young to this point.
And he was.
Yeah. Yes, Paul?
I just want to jump
incredible.
In. And I think to Bogey's point nationally, in college, everything that Charles Woodson did, I'd rather have Deion Sanders doing.
Deion was a freak in college, too.
Yeah.
Deion was a monster at Florida State in the 80s.
Yeah. No, he was. Joe in Farmington, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Joe?
I think Baker Mayfield is the best college football player ever.
Baker Mayfield, huh?
Yep. He started as a true freshman walk-on, the only guy to ever do that, and then got disgruntled with the coach, didn't get a scholarship, went over to Oklahoma, walked on there, started there, won a Heisman, came top five in the Heisman 3 times, one of the best career completion percentages ever. I just think the guy was an absolute stud in college.
You know, I think the only thing, well, there's a couple things that will count against him. It doesn't help that he leaves, goes to the NFL, and then Kyler Murray comes in and basically duplicates exactly what he did. So then the question is it Lincoln Riley or is it Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray? Lincoln Riley probably has a lot to do with that, too. But you know what? You can say that about a lot of the great players.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.